Superheroes. Heroes. Kelly and her brother Tim and their friend Allison are watching the New York Thanksgiving parade on TV.
Ooh, a Spider-Man balloon.
Look! Not only Spider-Man, all the balloons represent superheroes, the characters with superpowers.
Is it the bird? Is it the plane? No, no, it's Superman. You're superheroes again. You dream about them.
Yes, why not? Everybody enjoys superheroes' adventures. They're so popular.
I can't stand their adventures. I prefer real human heroes to virtual ones. They look ridiculous. Do you like their costumes?
Yes, I do. So what? I like reading comics and I love watching films about their brave, courageous actions against the forces of evil.
Yeah, and does that happen in real life? No, it doesn't. Of course not. It only exists in comics and films. I hate those TV series.
My superheroes are attractive and strong. They've got exceptional powers like super speed, super strength, and X-ray vision. They can fly at the speed of light, jump up high in the air, and swim very fast too.
What about all the volunteers? All these famous people? They don't have superpowers, but they really help children and women in poor countries. They bring them water and food. They cure sick children and educate them. Do they get money? No, they don't. They do it all for free. Are you for or against that?
I'm for, of course. My superheroes send very positive messages too. They fascinate young people who want to identify with them. They're the goodies and they always beat the baddies. They help the children, friends and families.
I really don't care about their fictional exploits because they just don't exist.
Oh yes, they do! Do you know the New York Superhero Volunteers? They are real life heroes and they wear fictional costumes like Batman or Superman. So dress like a superhero, Tim, and discover the power to help people now.